The title of our sermon today is God is a God of Interruptions.
我们今天的正道的题目是介入的上帝。
Our text is John 1:14, which says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
正道的经文呢，就是约翰福音第一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The story is told of a little boy who had a speaking part in his church's Christmas program.
有这么一个故事，说一个小男孩呢，在他的教会呢，参与圣诞节的表演。
To help his memory so he wouldn't get the words wrong, he wrote the Bible verse he was supposed to speak on a piece of paper and tucked it in his pants.
为了帮助他自己的记忆呢，这个孩子呢，在纸上写下了他要讲的圣经的经文，在这个表演的时候呢，并且呢，他为了帮他记忆，他放在他的这个裤子的里衬的上面。
And on the waistband of his pants,His mother had written his name, Bobby, so he wouldn't get his pants confused with his older brother.
为了不让他呢，这个穿错他哥哥的裤子呢，实际上他的妈妈呢，在他的裤子里衬上呢，写了他的名字，叫 Bobby.
When the play began, he was supposed to speak a verse of prophecy from the prophet Isaiah about the birth of Jesus.
表演开始的时候呢，他需要呢朗诵先知以赛亚关于耶稣降生的这个预言。
And that verse is, To us a child is born, to us a sign is given, and his name shall be called.
这个经文呢，应该是这样的，说主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫。
But just as he was about to speak the name, a cell phone went off in the congregation and it interrupted his memory.
就要他在说出这个名字的时候呢，会众当中的一部手机响了呢，这一干扰呢，他就忘记了他想要说的下边的词。
So Bobby started again, and his name shall be called.
因此呢，他又开始重新开始他的这个经文。他说呢，给他起名叫。
But the interruption made him forget.
但是呢，刚才的干扰呢，确实让他想不起下边他要说什么。
And then, looking at his waistband, he looked for the piece of paper with his verse, and he thought he found the answer, and so he finished the verse by saying, "And his name shall be called Bobby."
所以他看着他自己的裤子里衬这个小纸条，他写的，他以为他自己找到了需要的答案，需要的帮助。他就完成了这段经文，他说给他起名叫 Bobby.
Really?
You say.
That's what I said. Interruptions.
所以干扰、介入。
They can make our life tough.
会使我们的生活非常的艰难。
Interruptions can be one of life's great frustrations.
这个干扰呢，可能是我们生活中最大的，可能让我们感受的一种挫败感。
Everything seems to be going well, and then comes an interruption.
一切呢，似乎呢，我们生活进展得非常的顺利，但是突然出现了预想不到的事情。
But interruptions are a part of life.
但是呢，这样的干扰呢，是我们生活中的一部分。
And we Christians should not be surprised by this because God is a God of interruptions.
对于我们相信基督的人，我们不应该为这种干扰呢感到惊讶，因为我们的上帝就是干扰，就是介入的上帝。
The word interrupt actually comes from two Latin words, intero, which means into, and rupere, which means to break.
这干扰这个词呢，实际上来自呢两个拉丁的拉丁语的词，一个是进入，一个是打断、打扰。
To interrupt means to break into.
所以干扰呢，表示呢，进入打断。
And that's what God likes to do. He likes to break into our lives in surprising ways.
这是上帝喜欢所做的，他喜欢以我们意想不到的方式介入到我们的生活当中。
Now we are a people with full schedules. Our schedules are too full.
Yeah, 我们是可以说是有完整的 日程安排的人，我们真的每天的日程安排非常的满。
And we think our security is found in our plans, in our schedules, in the control we think of our life around us.
我们常常的相信呢，我们的保障呢，在于我们的计划，在于我们的日程安排，以及我们认为我们对周围情况有控制的能力。
So we develop neatly planned and ordered lives, thinking our security is in those things.
因此呢，我们要养成一个非常好的、一个整齐有序的、井井有条的生活的习惯，并且我们相信这是我们生活的保障。
But then come the interruptions.
然而突然呢，来了干扰。
You were supposed to plan. Then come the interruptions because God is a God.God is a God of interruptions.
呀，这个干扰来了，因为上帝就是干扰我们生活的上帝。
Christmas is all about interruptions.
其实圣诞就是全部都是有关上帝的介入，上帝的干扰。
Christmas is about God breaking into our lives, interrupting our lives, doing something special, unexpected, doing something.Wonderful.
所以圣诞节呢，就是关于上帝闯入我们的生活，做一些新的，是我们意想不到的，但是是非常美妙的事情。
Think about Mary.
想一想玛利亚。
She was a young woman, a teenager, a virgin.
啊，她是一个非常年轻的少女，啊，是一个处女。
She was engaged to be married when all of a sudden God interrupted and told her she was going to have a baby.
当上帝的天使突然的向她宣布她要生一个孩子的时候，成为世界的救主的时候，
that baby will be the savior of the world.
啊，她已经当时订婚，但是说这个是上帝为人类创造的救主。
What an interruption!
你可以感受到这是多么大的一个干扰，多么大的一个介入。
Think about Joseph.
啊，想一想约瑟。
He was a righteous man, treating Mary with respect, waiting for their wedding day.
啊，他是一个正义的人，正直的人，他非常尊重玛利亚，并且等待着他们结婚的日子。
When God tells Mary that she's pregnant and that God did it.
但是当上帝告诉他，他的未婚妻玛利亚怀孕了，但是确实上帝做到了。
Consider the change in Joseph's plans. What an interruption!
所以想一想约瑟当时的计划，这是多么大的一个干扰和介入啊！
Think about the shepherds.
啊，我们再想一想牧羊人。
They were following their routine, taking care of their sheep at night in the fields.
啊，他们遵循他们自己的这些惯例，晚上在照看他们的羊群。
And suddenly.God interrupted, announced by angels that the Savior was born in Bethlehem.
但是突然呢，上帝来了，突然介入了他们，告诉他们在伯利恒要让他们去伯利恒这个小马槽里边。
For the shepherds, that was an interruption.
所以对这些牧羊人来讲，这是非常非常大的一个干扰。
My friends, please listen again. Christmas is all about.Interruptions.
所以朋友们啊，再一次啊，再一次啊，认真的听，圣诞节都就是关于干扰的节日。
Listen again to our gospel reading, and please note, John uses a title for Jesus. So when I read the word, you hear Jesus.
啊，让我们再听一下我们今天的福音书的经文，约翰福音第一章。啊，那我们要注意呢，圣约翰呢，在用到这个道的时候，我们应该想到的是基督耶稣。
Jesus is the Word.
耶稣就是道。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
太初有道。道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
To become flesh means to become a human being.
成为肉身就表示成为我们人类的一员。
Today, when we say flesh and blood, we mean a real human being.
那今天呢，当我们说血与肉的时候，我们是指的一个真正的人。
And St. John tells us the wonder of Christmas, Almighty God became a human being.
圣约翰告诉我们圣诞节的奇观是什么呢就是全能的上帝成为一个真正的人
Almighty God born in an animal stable
全能的上帝出生在一个马槽里边
Almighty God born of a teenage mother
全能的上帝在一位被一位十几岁的母亲
Almighty God crying like a newborn baby
全能的上帝像一个新生的婴孩一样哭泣。
At Christmas time, Almighty God came into our world. What an interruption!
所以上帝在圣诞节进入到我们的世界里边，这是什么样的一个干扰呢
？At Christmas, God broke into our world so that He might die upon the cross to pay for our sins.
圣诞节呢，上帝进入到我们的世界。以便他可以死在十字架上偿还我们的罪债
God broke into our world that he could bring his forgiveness his peace the gift of heaven what an interruption
上帝进入到我们的世界以便他能够带来给我们宽恕他带给我们他的和平他天国的恩赐这是什么样的一个介入和打扰
Christmas is all about interruptions
所以圣诞节就是关于介入和打扰。
And God's Christmas interruptions call us today to at least two actions.
那今天呢，上帝在圣诞节的介入呢，要求我们每一个人有两个行动。
Number one, acknowledge your need for God.To break into, to interrupt your life.
第一呢，就是要承认你需要上帝的介入，你需要他进入到你的生活里。
Admit it, you love to be in control of your life.
你要承认你自己真的想要控制你自己的生活。
It's true for all of us sinners.
实际上呢，这个对于我们来讲都是一样的。
Even at Christmas time, many of our plans and desires focus on what we think is best.
即使在圣诞节期间呢，我们的许多的计划和愿望呢，也都集中在我们认为需要啊，我们认为是什么事情对我们是最好的。
But here is a prayer that would be good for each of us to pray. Please listen.
也许呢，你现在需要这样的一个祷告。
God, forgive me for missing the real meaning of Christmas. Forgive me for thinking that it's found in parties and food and activities and gifts. Oh God, help me to see that the real meaning of Christmas is you breaking into this world in Jesus Christ and then breaking into my life to do something new. Oh Lord, in this Christmas season, interrupt me, interrupt my life.Be born in my heart anew.
上帝啊，原谅我错过圣诞节的真正的意义，原谅我认为圣诞的意义就是在家人朋友的聚会中，在美食中，在各样的活动当中，在圣诞的礼物当中。主啊，帮助我看见圣诞节的真正的意义是你在耶稣基督里进入到这个世界，进入到我的生活，给我们更新。哦主啊，在这个圣诞节，请你进入到我里边，介入到我的生活中，使我的心灵重生。
How many parents or grandparents do we have here? Would you raise your hand if you are a parent or a grandparent?
父母或者祖父母，我们举一下手，看看有多少在我们其中。
Parents and grandparents, I have for you today.Two great sentences to tell your children or grandchildren if they complain they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas.
牧师呢，在这里呢， 想给父母或者祖父母一些建议，两句话，就是他们在抱怨的时候没有收到他们想要的圣诞节礼物，那你们应该怎么样？牧师建议你们应该怎么样的回答
？Sit them down, look them in the eyes, and say, "Well, it isn't your birthday, it's Jesus' birthday."
所以牧师建议呢，你可以坐下来，看着他们的眼睛说：“好吧，这不是你的生日，这是耶稣的生日。”
It seems to me this is also a good reminder for us adults who complain about the Christmas gifts that we get. Well, it isn't our birthday.
所以呢，在Harold 牧师看来呢，其实对我们成人来讲呢，其实也是一样。有的时候我们也在抱怨啊，我们没有收到我们应该收到的啊一个很好的礼物，这也是对我们的一个提醒。
Christmas reminds us that we are not the Lord of our lives. Jesus is.
所以圣诞节真正的提醒我们，我们不是我们自己生命的主宰，耶稣基督才是。
In 1 Corinthians 6, we are told this, you were not your own, you were bought with a price.
哥林多前书六章呢，这里告诉我们，说你们不是你们自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。
And that price is this,The baby of Bethlehem grew to be our Savior, who gave his life on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, to pay for your sins and for mine, and to win for us the victory over sin, death, and the devil. That's the price paid for you.
这个重价就是什么呢？就是圣诞节的婴儿耶稣基督长大成为复活节的主耶稣，他在十字架上死。并且从死里复活，给我们战胜了罪、死亡和魔鬼。
So again, the first action for us to take at Christmas is this: to acknowledge our need for God to interrupt and break into our lives.
因此呢，再次强调，首先呢，在圣诞节，我们要承认我们自己需要上帝的打扰，需要上帝的介入。打断我们所谓的正常的生活。
And secondly, to see life's interruptions not as problems, but as opportunities.
第二呢，就是看这种上帝的打扰呢，不是一个障碍，而是我们的一个机遇。
Ask God to help you see life's interruptions as opportunities for Him.To break into your life in a brand new way.
所以求上帝呢帮助你，将这样的干扰看作是主在生活当中以最新颖奇妙的方式为你工作的机会。
That's what Mary did.
这就是玛利亚所做的。
That's what Joseph did.
这就是约瑟所做的。
That's what the shepherds did.
这也是牧羊人所做的。
Many of the most important moments of our lives.Are not on our appointment calendars or pre-planned schedules.
事实上呢，其实我们生活中许多最重要的时刻都没有在我们的行事历或我们的预先的计划的时间表当中。
Interruptions may seem like inconveniences, but they may be opportunities for us to see God at work if we will have eyes to see.
打扰呢，似乎呢是一种不便。但是如果我们有眼睛可以看见的话，它很可能是我们看到上帝在他的行动当中啊，给我们这样的机会，让我们看见。
This is true for the happy interruptions in life.
啊，这个呢，实际上呢，非常的真实，对于我们很幸福的一个时间啊，这样的打扰。
Think about it.
啊，想一想。
You cannot schedule the moment you first fall in love.
你没有办法计划你第一次坠入爱河的时间。
You cannot schedule the moment for your child or grandchildren's first steps in walking.
啊，你没有办法来计划你的孩子或你的啊这个孙子孙女他们第一次走路的时间。
You can't put such moments in your calendar ahead of time.
你不能把它这样的时刻呢记录在你事先的行事历当中。
But this is true also for life's sad interruptions.
当然了，这个呢也是一个在我们 一个悲伤的这种时刻的一个事实，这种干扰。
Think about it.
我们再想一想。
Who would try to schedule the death of a loved one?
谁会试图计划我们的亲人的死亡的时间？
Who would schedule the loss of their job?
谁会计划他失业的时间呢？
Who would schedule a major illness?
谁会计划他自己主要这个突然生病的这个时间呢？
These interruptions may disrupt our lives, but they can also lead us to a deeper life and faith in God.
这些干扰呢，确实会打乱我们正常的生活，但是他们也可以引导我们进入新的、更深的与上帝在一起的生活。
These interruptions can help us experience the presence of God and to see what is really important.
这些打扰呢，可以帮助我们体验神在我们生活当中的存在，并且体会什么是最重要的。
Remember the little boy in our opening story?
还记着我们开始这个之前开始讲到这个时候的这个故事里的一个小男孩。
That's what I said.
Yes.
Remember the little boy in the opening story? This Christmas, my friends, you do not need a piece of paper pinned to your pants to remind you of what's important.
所以这个圣诞节我想你不需要在你的裤子上呢钉像这样的像那个孩子钉的小纸条一样来提醒你。
All you need, God has already given to you.
所有你需要的上帝已经赐予给你了。
A baby in a manger.
就是那婴孩在马槽里边。
Our Lord on the cross.
我们的主在十字架上。
Our Savior at the empty tomb.
我们的救主在空坟墓当中。
Our living Lord Jesus, who says to you,
我们的复活的救主这样对你说
Acknowledge your need for God to interrupt and break into your life.
承认你的需要，你需要上帝介入到你的生活的当中。
And look at interruptions not as problems, but as opportunities for God to work in your life in a new and surprising way.
将上帝的干扰上帝的介入看作是上帝以惊人的方式在你生活中工作的机会。
Today on Christmas Day we thank God for his holy interruptions into our lives.
今天呢在这个圣诞节我们感谢上帝对我们生活的神圣的干预。
May God interrupt your Christmas with his joy and with his peace.
愿上帝借着他的喜乐和他的平安来介入到你的圣诞节当中。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。